anything he had gotten in the chase. Not that he wouldn't have enjoyed the chase for its consumption value and also for its progress reports. But the point is that I think it is more an indication of a bad decision. A right decision made in all characteristics will bring the individual greater well-being at the end of it than he had experienced along the way, and as much as he anticipated, as much as he expected. And I don't mean by that to, and I hope I'm not, glossing over the possibility that you can get far less than you expect. That's the whole reason for reviewing one's decision-making. Why don't I get the kind of well-being I anticipated at the outset? Let me go back, too, to the Bowery Bum. The Bowery Bum is the Bowery Bum is enjoying the same the same feeling of well-being, as far as I subjectively have been able to determine at a distance, is enjoying the same feeling of well-being that the other man who has a greater capacity for happiness enjoys. There is a difference, though, but it is not in what it is they have received, but in the durability of it, the size of it, all of these things. And if I really believed that I could, as a Bowery Bum, experience continual well-being, and that I could be happy all the time, laying in the gutter, and so forth, then what possible reason could I have for choosing any other course of action? But it is not automatically wrong or bad or less happy per se, but there has to be a reason. And the premise that I gave in the example was, if I really believed, meaning if the you you're talking about, me, really believed that that was the way to get maximum well-being, that is the way I would go about it. By the nature of life itself, I would gravitate towards it and I would try to get it. It's that I don't believe it. It's that I believe after the bottle is gone, I don't know where the next one is coming to, and the experience in between the bottles and so forth is too ghastly to contemplate, too discomfortable, etc., and so forth. This is what leads me to believe to want another existence. But also, just that realization makes a lot of people jump to conclusions and think that the greatest happiness is to be derived from the most complicated long-term situations and plans and so forth. That if you don't plan in the great long term of 20, 50 years, and that if you don't involve great complicated matters that involve all of this and that and so forth, that you are not going to derive great happiness from it. This is making a mistake in that direction, too.